Good.
What do you say to people that say, well, Peyton plays a certain way?
Can't get away from him.
Calls all the, everything at the line of scrimmage. Yeah. He had a quarterback that called everything at the line.
I worked with one last year, did a lot of that for me, John. So I think it all depends who you have. You know, I mean, you've got a guy with that type of experience that's been doing it that long. Obviously, you're giving him all the freedom you can give him because he's been so successful doing it. So I think it gets down to who you're coaching and, you know, how you're going about running your offense.
Can he roll out?
I think he can do anything he wants to do, John. But, you know, you do what your players do best. It's interesting to me. I've been asked over the course of the last month since I've been in Denver about the bootleg and those type of things. You know, I had Joe in Baltimore last year, and I think we booted maybe 25 times in a season. So, you know, you do what your players do best. We're going to run the Denver Bronco offense, and that's a big challenge for me right now, meshing things together and getting ready to, you know, to go do the things that Peyton does so well and has for many, many years. The biggest thing I took from Baltimore, I took a lot of things. I don't think there was one thing. First off, I went there because I knew what the organization stood for. I knew what John stood for. That's what I wanted to be a part of. Tremendous expectations there. That's what I wanted to be a part of. But I just think the job that they do as an organization, everybody's on the same page, working together. I think Ozzy was tremendous for me to watch him in the draft, and Eric DaCosta, that was very beneficial for me. To watch the team went through a tough situation early in the season and watch the organization deal with that for me as a head coach, watching them deal with that situation and bring the football team out of it in a very positive way was very beneficial. And then football-wise, experienced staff, Dean Pease, some of the coaches I got a chance to work with. There's so many things, but the bottom line, watching a successful organization go about it every day, one that's been there each and every year, take a lot of that with me.
Gary, two of your own free agents, in particular, Terrence Knighton and Julius Thomas, where are you with?
Well, I mean, we've got a few, obviously, and the key in this business is holding your football team together and getting better at the same time. So we've got some key free agents. That's, you know, John's done a great job with that, you know, in Denver. And I'll leave that to him, but I know we're going to do everything we can to hang on to our players. But at the same time, you have to put yourself in position through free agency in the off season to get better as a football team. So John's track record has proven he's doing a great job of that, so I'll leave that to him. But we'd like to hang on to everybody. You know, want to keep the team intact as best we can.
Gary, you were just talking about running your offense. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think there's been any assurances or anything. It's been about a process that he and John have been working through over the course of the last month. You know, when I came in, I think it'll be a month tomorrow that I've been in town. I knew all along that they were going to take some time. Peyton was going to take some time away. John obviously has a lot of things to do. He was helping me with the put together coaching staff and those type of things. So I think the process has worked. Has worked the way that that John and Peyton intended it to work, I think it's been good. I've had a chance to visit with him, you know, quite often here in the last couple of weeks. It's been very good. No football, but visiting about a lot of things, but no football. And I'm just positive about. He's very positive in his talking to me. He's been very positive with John when he came to town last week. So we continue to move forward, and I'll let he and John work that out. No doubt I want him to be, you know, and I think all indications are that everything that he's said and through his conversations with John, he feels good and he's had his self-assessment or however you want to label that, and he feels good about moving forward. So, you know, we'll just continue with the process. Well, only he can speak in those terms to you. I'll let him and John continue to work through that process. But I feel good about where we're at right now, and I feel good about my conversations with him.
What is the process?
I think it's just time. You know, it's the off season. You just got through with the season. It's Peyton needing time to assess his situation, his health, those type of things. John's got a lot of things on his plate too. So I think it's just NFL off season, I guess.
What did you and Peyton talk about when he wanted to come to Houston, when the two of y'all got together in Denver?
You lost me there, John.
When he wanted to come to y'all talk about what went on there?
No. No, that's never came up, John. I mean, I never talked to him the previous time. I know that conversation's come up. I asked that in my press conference in Denver, but there was never a situation I talked to him about Houston, and have not since I've come here. No, we just talk about family, talk about his health, talk about where he's at, and talk about my excitement toward wanting to coaching and looking forward to being part of this organization. That's about as far as it's been. Joe's a fireball, you know, and I think, first off, he's been a very successful coach in this league for a long time. Obviously, we went through a tough situation in Houston a couple of years ago, and Joe set out last year. And I think a lot of times in this business, those coaches that kind of reassess where they're at in their career and go back at it are even more hungry than maybe they have been in the past. And I think you're getting a guy that's really ready to go back to work and be successful. And I've had some good conversations with Joe some when we were in New Orleans this year. I know he's very excited to get back to work.
Gary, you're going to the 3-4 defense. Mm-hmm. When did you as a coach decide that you'd rather have a 3-4 in the first?
Well, I think a 4-3 team that plays an under front, I mean, that's no different than playing a 3-4. So I think there are a lot of similarities right there. But obviously, through my conversation, my dealing with Wade, you know, some of the personnel we think that fits very much with what Wade wants to do, with Vaughn having the ability to play on the edge as well as play, you know, has played some off the ball. So we just think it's an easy transition with Ian Ware and where we want to go. And we don't think it's that big of a change, really, you know, because of the underfront. I'm sorry. Yeah, he's played very well. He's one of the free agents, obviously, on the football team right now. But he played very well. The defense played well. I know they were on the top of the league for defensively as far as yards given up. And Jack did a great job with him. But now he's a fine player. TJ's obviously on the roster. And, you know, we'll have to see how the other one works out. But love to have him back, just like the rest of the free agents. Yes. Yeah, I spoke to every player on the team. You know, that's the first thing I did when I got there was pick up the phone and call and say hello and let them know how excited I was to be a part of them. But I had a good conversation with Wes. I've known him, known people that know him for many, many years. I know he wants to play some more football. And like I said, like any of these free agents we're talking about right now, we'd love to have him back. We'll see how this thing, you know, works out. But I know he's feeling good. He told me he's feeling good. And actually was working, I think, down in Arizona, I think, at the time I talked to him.
And as a coach, is it your place to tell him he needs to consider long-term health in his head, or is that a discussion for others?
No, I mean, that's Wes. I do not think that's my place. I'm just develop a relationship with Wes from a standpoint. Hopefully I get an opportunity to coach him and be a bigger part of his career. You know, I have great respect for what he's done and the job he's done, and he did a very good job in Denver. Only he can work through that and know, how he's feeling, but he was very positive with me. Well, they'll definitely fit. I mean, that's not an issue. There was a lot of movement. The biggest thing I can see, there was a lot of movement because of some injuries, some guys having to move outside, those type of things. So, and there's some good young players in the building that I know that John and the staff thinks very highly of. So, you know, we got to get our hands on them and see what we have. But, I think being good offensively, defensively always starts up front. So I think we've got some work to do and hopefully we get it settled down a little bit, with some of the movement that took place last year because of the injury situation. Is Joe Flacco elite? You bet he is. He helped me. That's probably why I'm standing up here today. No, Joe was tremendous. I really enjoyed working with him. As talented a young man as I've ever coached and as good a person as I've ever coached. And I think we'll be talking about Joe for a long, long time. So I really appreciated my time with him, and I wish him the best. You know, I that'd be hard for me to comment on right now. I'll wait till we get to the league meetings, have a chance to actually sit down and discuss those things more in depth. You know, right now I'd be very general, so I'm sorry.
Last one. Do you guys look at the Patriots?
One more time.
As you build your team for next season, do you guys look specifically at the Patriots and say,
Well, I think everybody looks at the successful organizations in this league, and they have consistently been, you know, set the bar in this league, been very successful. So, but Denver's been very successful too. So I think you look at your situation. How do you get better? You got to stay focused on yourself. I think if you're worried about everybody else or chasing one team, you're probably going to make some mistakes. So we'll stay focused on us, try to get better. Try to hang on to some of our guys here, try to get better in free agency, try to get better in the draft, and move forward, go to work.